Good afternoon. I'm Robin Horrell, President and CEO of the Canadian Poultry and Egg Processors Council and Vice Chair of the National Farm Animal Care Council, NFAC. It's my pleasure today to welcome you to the NFAC conference entitled Advancing Animal Care and Addressing Market Expectations. To start with, I'd like to thank AgriFlexibility Fund for the funding support to host this conference, along with many other activities within this project that we'll be hearing about today. NFAC Chairman Edouard Asnong sends his regrets. I understand he's traveling as part of his duties and is in his day job, but that gives me this opportunity to address you briefly in my role as the Vice Chair of NFAC, a uniquely made-in-Canada organization that represents Canadian animal agriculture commodity organizations, processors, animal health associations, consumer groups, animal welfare associations, provincial groups, researchers, and government. Oh, nobody showed me how to make this slide move. Comme ça. It worked there, but not here, but I don't care about here. Did it work there? Do I press the green button more than once? At work when this happens, I really start slamming on the keys, and then I yell out, Susan! All right. Excellent. When NFAC hosted its inaugural meeting in 2005, it was the culmination of more than 4 years of discussion amongst diverse groups of stakeholders on the value of a national approach for farm animal care. NFAC is based on a foundation of trust, open communication, common sense, and respect. Today, NFAC is recognized as the national lead for farm animal care in Canada and includes 29 partner associations. We are proud. We're proud of the success and the progress of Canada's new Code of Practice development process. We're proud of the relationships we've cultivated amongst diverse groups that might not normally work together. And we're proud of the dedication and the commitment of individuals and organizations that make up NFAC. Above all else, NFAC is a forum for open dialogue amongst groups having a diversity of ideas on animal welfare. Good farm animal care is a common interest. It is our moral responsibility, and it's the right thing to do. Well, this time I got these two and not that one. Cool. In my day job, I'm the president and CEO of the Canadian Poultry and Egg Processors Council. Representing some of the largest agri-food corporations in Canada, our member companies process over 90% of Canada's chicken, turkey, eggs, and hatching eggs. This economic activity generates more than $5 billion in retail sales. And to accomplish this, our members have invested over $1.5 billion in plants and equipment and directly employ more than 20,000 Canadian workers. In addition, our membership includes 65 national and international industry partners who have joined us as associate members. If you can read all the names of the partner organizations that make up NFAC on this slide, you'll see us at the bottom of the first column. I told Jackie the only way I'd do this job was if I could do a sales pitch. As I noted earlier, NFAC is a unique, made-in-Canada organization. What makes NFAC unique, and frankly, the reason that Canada's poultry and egg processors belong and are engaged, is the list of members that you see on this slide. When you have industry, animal welfare groups, our customers, veterinarians, researchers, and government sitting around the same table, you can accomplish a lot. In our opinion, the only way to truly address animal welfare is to bring all the pieces of the puzzle together. Ha. Most of you will be familiar with NFAC's work on the Code of Practice. The codes are nationally developed guidelines for the care and handling of farm animals. You'll be hearing more about progress on the codes and strategies for their implementation in the presentations ahead. The Animal Care Assessment Model, ACAM, is a relatively new initiative. The ACAM operates at a high level and is about the process for program development and implementation. The model is intended to provide a framework for the development of animal care assessment programs. The ACAM is still under development. The aim is for industries to utilize the ACAM process in developing their animal care program and demonstrate adherence to their code of practice. An ACAM steering committee was organized this year to finalize the ACAM, and Dairy Farmers of Canada has volunteered to test pilot the ACAM by developing a dairy Animal Care Assessment Program, and we'll be hearing more from DFC today. A workshop was held in August to solicit initial input on a draft developed by the ACAM Steering Committee and to ensure we are on the right track. Participants in that workshop included farm groups and farmers, processors, retail and restaurant companies, federal and provincial government representatives, animal welfare reps, certified animal welfare auditors, and veterinary reps. The What We Heard report from that workshop will be made available on NFAC's website soon and will be utilized in the next draft of the ACAM and for the program development team that will be developing a dairy animal care assessment program. We have a number of presentations tomorrow that will speak to the value of having a coordinated approach to farm animal care and welfare assessment. There's more information on the ACAM in the NFAC 2011 Achievements Report just released in time for this conference, and it looks like this. And you probably got one when you're at the front of the room at the registration. If not, there's some out at the table. And please talk with Jackie Whipprick or Carolyn Ramsey if you have specific questions on ACAM. In other words, someone other than me. As I mentioned earlier, NFAC is a forum for open dialogue amongst groups having a diversity of ideas on animal welfare. This conference provides an opportunity for a broad array of perspectives to be shared as we collectively work together for responsible farm animal care. A century ago, half of Canada's population were farmers. Today, it's down to about 2%. Although the Canadian food and beverage processing industry accounts for 15% of our country's total manufacturing employment, most Canadians have lost any direct connection with agriculture, including animal agriculture. Those involved in animal agriculture throughout the supply chain are just like everyone else in society, but we need to take time to ensure that consumers understand this, even though it appears obvious to us. There are great farmers and ones that are not as good in all aspects of the business, including animal welfare. The same can be said for companies. But we need to debunk myths about our industry, myths such as bigger is automatically worse. Farmers and companies only care about the bottom line, not about animal welfare. The fact is that the two are aligned. A higher degree of animal care and animal welfare helps the bottom line. And when you combine this fact with the necessity for animal agriculture to gain and hold the trust of consumers on critical issues such as animal welfare, along with food safety and sustainability, it is obvious that animal welfare is good business. NFAC is on the right track. We have the right governance model. The ag and food industry partners can support NFAC with confidence. NFAC has a plan, the right people, and governance in place, and disciplined allocation of resources to get the job done, delivering exceptional results. I think this conference will do more than just provide a broad array of perspectives. We will be setting the course, demonstrating disciplined action that has and will make positive changes to the well-being of animals and enhance communication to the public on animal care.